You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey there, busy kids. Welcome to a brand new episode of Busy Kids Love Music, a podcast for music-loving families. I'm your host, Carly Seifert, the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I'm so excited to have you joining me today as we make musical discoveries together. Throughout the life of the Busy Kids Love Music podcast, we've done episodes about different musical instruments that are part of symphonies and orchestras and bands. We've learned about the cello, the piano, the saxophone, and the flute, just to name a few. And in today's episode, we're going to focus on another amazing instrument, the French horn. So I hope you're ready to explore the history, sound, and some fun facts about this magical instrument. First things first, let's meet our star of the show, the French horn. Picture a brass instrument that looks like a coiled snake with a wide bell at the end. The French horn is famous for its rich and warm sound that can be both powerful and soothing. Where did this incredible instrument come from? Well, the French horn has a history that dates back hundreds of years. It was originally used in hunting calls and was made from animal horns. Imagine knights and adventurers using these horns to communicate while hunting in vast forests or battling the enemy. You might be wondering, why is it called the French horn? Well, it's a bit of a mystery. The name French horn actually has nothing to do with France. It was actually invented and modernized in Germany. In many countries and in the post-secondary education world, simply calling it a horn is a more accepted term among professionals, since the French adjective is a bit misleading. Now, let's get technical. The French horn might look complex, but it's actually made up of a long tube with twists and turns, and these twists help create different pitches and tones when you blow air into it. The musician's lips buzzing into the mouthpiece of the horn make the air vibrate and produce those beautiful sounds that we love to hear. It's a magical combination of blowing air and pressing buttons to create beautiful melodies. Let's explore some famous songs and places where you can hear the French horn. Have you ever watched a movie with lots of adventure and excitement like Star Wars? Well, the French horn often plays the hero's theme music in those kinds of movies. And you can also hear the French horn in classical music. Composers like Mozart and Tchaikovsky wrote beautiful pieces that feature this amazing instrument, like the piece you're listening to now, which was written by Mozart. If you're a marching band student, you might know that instead of playing a French horn on the field, horn players will use an instrument called a mellophone during marching season. This is because a regular French horn is hard to hear on the field due to its back-facing bell. The mellophone has a forward-facing bell and can play French horn music. The French horn has had its share of amazing players. One famous French horn player was Dennis Brain, who played so beautifully that he inspired many other musicians to pick up his instrument. And if you head to this episode's show notes at busykidsdupiano.com/podcast/105, you'll find there a link to a playlist of French horn performances by Dennis Brain and others, and you'll have the chance to see and hear the beauty and the majesty of this instrument. Perhaps you'll even feel inspired to try playing the French horn too. It might look challenging, but with practice and dedication, you can create enchanting melodies of your own. Who knows? You might be the next French horn superstar. I hope you've enjoyed learning about this incredible instrument as much as I've enjoyed sharing it with you. And be sure to check out the playlist at busykidsdupiano.com/podcast/105 to continue to listen to more French horn music until our next episode of Busy Kids Love Music airs in 2 weeks. Until then, keep making music and exploring the wonderful world of sound. Bye for now.